So, I am very much aware currently that I did not put out the actual meat of the episode, the actual content, the actual information, and I apologize for that. So please, please enjoy the following, because you will receive my opinion on sex education. Thank you.
Welcome, welcome to the Why Are We Even Together podcast. And it's me, your host again, Cece, back again with another one. And I am excited for this one today because this one came out of the blue for me. I was not originally going to give it a chance, but then I heard that an actor was going to be acting in this series and the next season coming out. So I was like, dang, I didn't even realize it already had 4 seasons. I guess I should try it. So not to like already make your expectations low, but I actually did enjoy this one though. But before I say anything more, today's episode will be on sex education.
So, I'm a silly hoe, because I definitely released this without actually giving out the content of my actual thoughts on sex education. I am so sorry, but here is the part of the episode that you didn't think was going to be there, which actually you assumed that it was going to be there, but it was not there because I was neglectful and irresponsible. And I apologize. But anyway, my thoughts on sex education. So this show right here, okay, I am enjoying this very much. Did not think that it would be enjoyable. To be fair, okay, so I gave this show suggestion to my parents because I definitely thought they would like it because I was like, oh, this is good. You know, it's not just a kid teen show. I thought it'd be like, you know, it's a good show. But they were like, eh, it's too high school. And I'm like, okay. I can kind of get that because I am coming from the background of having just watched First Kill and Heartstoppers, you know, and that was very teen boppy. And I'm like, oh, that was almost hard to get through. But like I said in the previous reviews, and if you don't remember, go ahead and check it out. They're actually kind of good. But which is what made it easier for me to get into sex education. So if you have not watched any teen boppy movies, this might come off as teen boppy. But give it a chance because it's actually really good. I would say it's an hour long for each episode. But I would say watch, even still though, I would say watch 2 episodes if you weren't hooked after the first one. Because I was hooked after the first one. I thought it was very relatable, even though I am an adult, a young adult person. I thought it was relatable because this is something that everybody goes through sex, you know, even the high schoolers aren't really technically supposed to be going through sex in this high school. All right, let's get to the plot. So this setting is, this is in the UK. So this is not American, US, this is not USA, this is UK. And this school is becoming notorious for having lots of sex, kids having lots of sex and being very sexual and very, you know, a lot of sex in this school. And to where it's like, you know, it's starting to get a, it's starting to develop a sort of, you know, what's a thing? Not rumor, but like, you know what I'm talking about. People are talking about it and people are starting to know it as that kind of high school. So anyway, the principal is your typical like 80s/90s, like an enjoyable high school principal. He's a headmaster. Let me use the right term since this is the UK. He is the headmaster. And his son is also in the school. Ring-a-ding-a-ding. I can relate to that because my dad was also my principal from high school. So there was that. But yeah, I was not like this kid. This kid is kind of scary-ish. He's a bully. I'll say that. He's a big old bully. I don't want to spoil everything. But yeah, let me get to the actual plot because he's not the main character. So this school is a lot of kids who are very sexually active early. And the main character is Otis. And Otis, his mother, is a sex therapist. Otis is a very down-to-earth, like, chill kind of dude. And I assume because of the fact that his mom is a therapist, she's a sex therapist, but that's still therapy. You know, they know you're supposed to be able to communicate and talk, is just as valid as therapy. So, he's very down-to-earth, you know. He, you know, kind of knows how to use tools to be, like, not a crazy teenager, like a wild old teenager. But, yeah, so he has a best friend named Eric, and Eric is black, and he is queer. I don't know his complete sexuality. I mean, he's gay. No, he came out as gay, I believe, yeah. So because of that, though, he does get bullied, and he does get bullied by Adam. And Adam is the headmaster's son, the scary old mean old bully. And so, yeah, there's that. But Otis and Eric, Eric has a big old personality, the opposite of Otis. Otis, you know, has a personality, but he's just very, you know, quiet and wants to stay in the background. And Eric wants to be popular. You know, he's the loud friend. And he's like, you know, he's the side of Otis that Otis needs, you know, that he doesn't realize that he has inside of him. But Eric brings it out of him. So basically the plot is, like, Otis does not... Okay, I won't even say that yet. Otis, there's a girl named Maeve. Interesting name. Maeve. And she is his year. She is the quote-unquote bad girl of the school. You know, she wears all black and her hair is dyed blonde pink, you know, for punk to be very punky and different and stuff like that. But she's super smart. You're a typical, you know, smart bad kid, you know, but she's like raised around the bad tracks. You know, she's like, she lives like in a trailer, like her mom's not there. Her mom's addicted to drugs. Her dad isn't there. Her brother isn't there. Like, you know, she lives by herself. She's by herself. So, you know, there's a reason why she is the way she is. She's acting the way she is. But, yeah, there's that. So, Maeve obviously is strapped for money. She needs some money because, you know, it's just her. She needs to pay the rent for the for her trailer or whatever. So, she comes up with this idea that her and Otis should have a sex therapy thing. Basically, so they'll charge students to get advice, to get sex advice. That's the idea. So they get this idea by the end of the first episode because of the fact that Adam, he is going through issues. In the first episode, he goes through issues with the fact that he needs some advice. He's self-conscious and he needs advice. I don't want to spoil it. I don't want to spoil it. But he needs advice. He's self-conscious. Otis and Maeve happen to be in the same area at the same time, like in these like dirty old bathrooms that aren't used anymore. Like, so it's just like those, you know, those bathrooms on like the school or the building in the school that nobody uses anymore, that's abandoned, you know, that they need to tear down, but they haven't yet. So all the students kind of just chill there if they want to skip or whatever. You know, I never did it. I was a good kid. But yeah, so that's what these bathrooms are. They don't work or whatever, but they like, you know, this is where they have their therapy sessions. And so basically Maeve and Otis are both there when Adam is having his crisis and Otis gives the advice and Maeve notices that he's really good at it. Surprise, surprise, because his mom is also a sex therapist. So basically that's where she comes up with the idea that they'll charge students for sex therapy because these students need it because they are not being told by the school, like the school system or like the school program. They have no school program in regards to sex education. So they don't know. They have a lot of questions, but they are sexually active, which is the worst combination, to be sexually active but not have the information. So that's how you really get into some trouble. And also you get everybody else into trouble. So yeah, so basically, like, you know, that's what the show is about. It's very intriguing. There's a love thing into it. I mean, obviously, it's sex education. That's what it's called. So with sex, there has to come love in some sort of degree. But yeah, I would say it's very funny, very relatable. I say relatable because, okay, Otis is running this little sex therapy thing, right? However, he is having issues on himself sexually because he can't seem to masturbate. He's having a hard time being able to masturbate. He tends to like not vomit, but you know, he'll like gag every time he seems to try, and we see it. Like, you know, we don't actually see like him, you know, the actual specimen, but like we see his face, you know, he's trying or whatever. There is some nudity in this, I will say that. This is definitely for adults. I don't know why, like, They always be putting like high school shows. This is for adults. I mean, like high schoolers are definitely gonna watch this. You know, obviously I did. I watch stuff like this all the time. I mean, I watched Game of Thrones back then, but like, bro, like this is just. There's a lot of cursing. There's it's not that much nudity. It's not like it's Game of Thrones. Like I mentioned that it's not like it's Game of Thrones. It's only nudity that's necessary. It's necessary nudity. They don't like try to do all of that, you know. They don't try to like show you nudity just to be racy or just to like get you to be intrigued, you know. These are high schoolers. But, you know, what makes me feel better is the fact that they are adult actors like me. I'm like, I could have played in this, you know. That's another story for another time. But in any case, I would definitely give this a shot. I would honestly rate this a 9 out of 10 just because of how much I've been enjoying it. I don't know if I mentioned this earlier, but the guy from Schitt's Creek, I think I did mention this, is supposed to be in this in season 4, and that is my motivation for having done this. So I am really, really excited for season 4. I haven't even finished season 3 because I rewatched it. I rewatched season 1 and season 2, and I'm on season 3, but I just haven't watched the last episode yet. And I'm just so sad for when that time comes because it's actually quite enjoyable. Like, it was a good binge. If you want to binge something, this is a good one to binge. It's relatable, like in regards to sex and stuff like that, you know, with your insecurities and your questions. It's very relatable. And like, I say adults should watch it too, because it's like I said, I think it's for adults. And also, we have questions too. Like, you know, of course there's online, there's Google, but it's nice to actually see like it played out, because there's one thing to go and ask Google, but you don't even know what you want to ask sometimes. You don't know the question. You don't know how you feel about it. You don't even know the situation until you see it played out. And that is the beauty of art and television and film and theater. But anyway, you know, I got to do that because I'm an actor. But in any case, I hope this helped. Like I said, I would rate this a 9 out of 10. The music is really good. Like, it has a lot of flutes and, like, you know, orchestral kind of music. It's not really, you know, like pop music or whatever. Once in a while, it is to prove a point. But the music plays a good role. The orchestra plays a really, really good role in snagging your heartstrings. Like, I definitely cried a few times during the show. Like, there was one moment when I bawled, and that was in season 2. So yeah, I mean, I guess it's not saying that much because I cry all the time now that I'm an adult. But in any case, I hope this helps. Thank you so much for listening. I am so sorry once again. I apologize for not having put out the actual meat of the episode before, but I guess taken as like a preview. Yeah, I gave like a preview or a trailer almost. But yeah, I hope this helped. I hope that I republished it so it helps you out. But if you have any questions, please email me. Check me out on the social media platforms. Why Are We Even Together? Just look it up. It'll be there. And if it's not there, hit me up and then I will put that out in the little information box below. But in any case, why are we even together? Because you absolutely love this podcast. Oh yeah, and wait, what was the end of it? Why are we together? Because it's an amazing podcast. Look at me. Okay. Bye.